Today's Amud is Tainis Hayyamu Beis. We're holding on Hayyamu Aleph, the second line from the bottom, Va'amar Le Rav Nachman Le Rav Yitzchak. So we're continuing on the theme of different shailas that Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchak. So says the Gemara, Va'amar Le Rav Nachman Le Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, Mai Dechsev Kishtayim Ra'is Asa Ami, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that there's two bad things that Klal Yisrael, that my nation did. Ask the Gemara, ask Rav Nachman to Rav Yitzchak, Tartenu Dehavu, there were only two Averis that Klal Yisrael did during this time, during the Churban Bayis Rishon, there were only two Averis that they did, Esrim V'arba Shvikalu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel on the 24, Rashi brings based off Psukim and Yecheskel that there were 24 Averis that they did. So why does the Pasuk say that there was only Shtayim Ra'is Asa Ami, that there were only two Averis that they did? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yitzchak responded, he answered Rav Nachman, and he said that Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabbi Yochanan explained as follows, that Achas, she shkula kishtayim. There's one Aveira that the Yidden did that's equal to two. There's one Aveira that they did that's considered like that there's two Avlas within that one Aveira. Umay Nihu, and what's that Aveira referring to? Avodah Zarah. It's referring to the Aveira of Avodah Zarah. The Chesiv, as the Pasuk says, Kishtayim Ra'is Asa Ami, Aisi Azvu Mukar Mayim Chayim, Lachtzev Lahem Ba'irais Ba'irais Nishbarim. That they left the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Mukar Mayim Chayim, the spring, and they went to these Ba'irais Ba'irais Nishbarim, these pits that the walls of them break. So the way the Mefarshim explain is that there's two things wrong with going to do Avodah Zarah. There's two Avlas. There's one is the etzem fact that they left the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's compared to the Makar Mayim Chayim. So that's one Avla. The second Avla is that who did they replace them with? Who did they go to instead? They followed the Avodah Zarah, which is Hevel. It's like the walls of a pit, that the walls eventually cave in. They can't, they're unable to provide support for the water, and eventually they cave in. That's this Avodah Zarah. Now says the Gemara Uksiv Bahu, and it says over there about the Avodah Zarah, it says, Ki Ivru Iye Kitiem Uru, that go out to the land of the Kutim, and see, go look around, v'kedar shilchu v'hizbaininu, and send people to the nation of Kedar, and go contemplate, go and be mizbainin about those people, v'hizbaininu ma'id, v'goymer, ha'himar gaya like him, does any other nation, do they replace their Elohim really, do they replace their God, v'him alay Elohim, and they're not even gods, v'ami hamer kvaydei blo yayo, yet my nation, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they replace kvaydei, they replace HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with something which doesn't even help them. Even the Kutim, the Kedar, they worship Avodah Zarah, and it's foolish, as the Gemara will explain shortly. It's foolish, and yet Afal Pikin, they don't leave their Avodah Zarah's side. Yet my nation, says Hashem, Klal Yisrael, they leave me, and they go after nothing. Says the Gemara, the Tana we learned in the Braisa, that Kusiem Aivdim Laish, the Kutim, they served fire, Ukedarim Aivdim Lamayim, and Kedar, they used to serve the water. Va'afal Pisha Yoidim Shahamayim Mechabim Esaish. Now these Kutim, even though they knew that water is able to distinguish the fire, so to speak, their God has no power, or at least it's no power in comparison to the water, still Lehamiru Elohei, they still didn't replace their gods. They still went after and they continued serving the fire. Yet my nation, says the Braisa to explain the Pasuk, my nation, they, Klal Yisrael, they replace the Kadosh Baruch Hu with something which doesn't even help them. Va'amar le Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachman asked yet another shaila to Rav Yitzchak. Mai dechsev vayi kasher zaken Shmuel. What does the Pasuk mean when it says that it was when Shmuel got old? Umisiv Shmuel kuli hai. Did Shmuel ever get old? V'habar chamishim u'shtayim hava. He was 52 years old when he was nifter. How could the pasuk say that it was when Shmuel got old? He never became old. The amar mar meis b'chamishim u'shtayim shana zehu misasei shashmuel haramasi. That if a person dies when he turns 52 years old, so that's the misa of Shmuel haramasi. That's the misa of Shmuel. That's misa Shmuel who also died when he was 52. So you see, Shmuel died when he was 52. So, ask Rav Nachman to Rav Yitzchak, what does the Pasuk mean when it says that it was when Shmuel got old? So, Amar Lei, so once again, Rav Yitzchak answered Rav Nachman, and he said that Hachi Amar Rav Yochanan. That the following is how Rav Yochanan explained the Pasuk. That Zikna Kaftza Alav, that there was old age that jumped on Shmuel. It came up onto him prematurely. Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, and the Gemara is going to go through the story now as to why Hashem made it that Zikna was kafza olav. Dechsiv, the pasuk says, Nichamti kimlachti ashol. That Kodesh Baruch Hu said, after Shaul, that he left Agag alive. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nichamti kimachti Shaul, that so this kaviyachal, I regret the fact that I made Shaul the king. So Amar Lefanov, she Shmuel davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said to him, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shikaltani kemoshe v'aroin, you say that I'm like on the same level, so to speak, as Moshe and Aaron. Dechsev, as the pasuk says, Moshe v'aroin b'kayanov, u'shmuel b'kayrei shemai. And there's Moshe and Aaron, and there's Shmuel, it's all on the same level. So if so, if I'm really on the same level as Maisha, says Shmuel to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ma Maisha va'arein labadu masa yadeyem v'chayeyem. Just like Moshe and Aaron, we find that the things that they accomplished in their lifetime, it wasn't bottled during their lifetime. L'mashal, when Moshe Rabbeinu made Yeshua the successor, so Yeshua remained and he outlived Moshe Rabbeinu. So afani lo yisbatol ma'asi yodai bechayai. So to me, it shouldn't be that what I accomplished should be bottled during my lifetime. You appointed me to make Shaul the next king, to make Shaul the melech. So it can't be that if I'm on the same level of Moshe as Moshe and Aaron, it can't be that my Maisa Yodai, me making Shaul the king, should be bottled during my lifetime. You can't take Shaul away. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so this is amazing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so Kaviyachu to himself, he says, Hey Chiyavid, now what am I supposed to do? After Shmuel said such a tefillah, what am I supposed to do? Lema Shaul, like a Shavik Shmuel. Unbelievable. He says that to kill Shaul, I can't. Shmuel's not letting me. Hashem said, Shmuel's not letting me kill Shaul. With this tefillah, I'm unable to kill Shaul. Lema Shmuel, so maybe I'll get rid of Shmuel, and then I could get rid of Shaul. So Lema Shmuel, to get rid of Shmuel, Adazutar Merania Basre. He's very young, and because he's so young, people are going to start speaking badly against him. They're going to say, wow, if he was really just such a tzaddik, how did he die when he was only 52 years old, when he was so young? So people are going to start speaking badly about him. So just to let things continue on, not to kill Shaul or Shmuel, that's not possible. Because Kvar Higia Malchus David, it's already the time, it's the predetermined time that David HaMelech is going to be the Melech. It's time for David to be the king. Ve'in Malchus and the rule of Ashkachas Hashem is that once it's time for the next ruler to take over, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't wait, and one Malchus can't go into the other Malchus even a hair's breadth worth. So once it's time for David HaMelech, Malchus Shaul can't go over that border. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said finally like this. He said, what I'm going to do is as follows. Akpitz Olav Zikna, I'll make Shmuel look very old. And by making Shmuel look old and then having him and then taking Shmuel away, people won't talk badly about him, and then he could get rid of Shaul, and then it could be time for David HaMelech to be the king. And Hayu Dechsiv, says the Gemara, this is the background of what it means when the pasuk says Vishaul Yoshev Vigiva Tachas Eishol Berama, that Shaul sat in Giva and he was sat under the Eishol in Rama. Now I ask the Gemara that the pasuk doesn't seem to make any sense. V'chima enin Giva Eitzel Rama. Giva was in Binyamin, and Rama was in the chelik of Ephraim. So how could the pasuk say that Shaul was living in Giva, which is in chelik Binyamin, under the Eishol in Rama, which is in chelik Ephraim? Elo loymer lach. What the pasuk is telling you is like this. That mi garam l'shaul sheyasha v'giva shtei shanim u'mechtze. Who is the one who caused it that Shaul should be able to live longer, that he should have these 2.5 years in Giva? Meaning, really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to get rid of Shaul. Nechamti kimachti Shaul. What caused it that Shaul was able to live these last 2.5 years of his life in Giva? It was tfilasa shel Shmuel haramasi. It was tachas ha'eishal asher b'rama. It was Shmuel haramasi. It was Shmuel who's from Rama. It was his tfila. That's what caused it that Shaul was able to live these last 2.5 years of his life. Which the Achrayim point out that this Gemara really is very difficult. It seems to really contradict what the Gemara just said a few lines ago. Just a few lines ago, we said that what Hashem was going to do is that he was going to make Shmuel look older, and then get rid of Shmuel so he could get rid of Shaul, because it was already time for David HaMelech to be the king. If it was already time for David HaMelech to be the king, how did this tefillah of Shmuel help it that Shaul should still live for another 2.5 years? It was already time for David HaMelech to be the king. So what Ben Yishchayin, the Ben Yoyada explains, is that Afal Piken, really technically that is the Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Ein Malchus Nagaz B'Chaverta Afil Kumoy Nima. However, because of Shmuel's Tefillah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that Shaul was actually able to go in and be king for an extra 2.5 years, even though it was really technically already time for David HaMelech. But the Kash is very schwer, exactly how this plays, how this works out with the previous Shaklatari that we just had. Ask the Gemara though another general question on Hashkachas Hashem, that umi midche gavra mikame gavra. Does Hashem really run the world like that? That just because it was time for David HaMelech to be the king, so now Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to get rid of Shmuel because that's the way things have to work out in order for things for David HaMelech to be the king? Is that something that the Kadosh Baruch Hu does? Shmuel didn't do any averus, but there was no reason for him to die younger, and Hashem only made him die prematurely so that David HaMelech could be the king. So it wasn't based off of a cheshbin of mitzvahs and averis. It was just simply because it was time for David HaMelech to be the king. Does Hashem really run the world like that? Says the Gemara, and yes, that is the way Hashem runs the world. The Amr of Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amr of Yechanan, Rabbi Yonason, the Ma'idach said, what's the meaning of the pasuk? Alkein chatzafti banaviyim, harakti b'imrei fi, that harakti b'imrei fi, that I have slain them with the word of my mouth. B'ma'aseyam o'inamar, it doesn't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got rid of them because of their actions. Ela b'imrei fi, it's because of my gzeira. Alma midche gavra mikame gavra. That's this idea that a person, just because of the gzeiras Hashem, because it's the time for someone else to come in, he could get rid of the person that's before him. Even though it's not that he deserves to die, b'etzem it's premature, but it's being that it's the time for David HaMelech, in our story, and for David HaMelech to be the king, and so Shmuel, because of other reasons, other cheshbonos, had to die early, so that is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to do, b'imrei fi, to kill a person, b'imrei fi, even though it's not based off of their actions. Says the Gemara, the Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak havu yasvi besudasa. So Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak here, they were sitting together and they were having a suda. So Amar le Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, this time he didn't ask him for a shailo, he asked him for a shtikl tairo. They're having a suda together. So he says, Leima mar milsa, nu tell us a dvar tairo. So Amar le, so Rav Yitzchak said back to Rav Nachman, that Hachi Amar Rabbi Yechanan, that this is what Rabbi Yechanan said, Ein Masichim Basuda, you're not supposed to talk while you're eating. So Rav Nachman asked Rabbi Yitzchak for a suda, for a vart. He said, the vart is I'm not going to give you a vart. You're not allowed to talk while you're having a suda, and the reason is because of Hilchis Sakana, Shemiyaktim Kana Leveshet. Because if you talk, so maybe the Kana will go, the air pipe will go in front of the food pipe, V'yavuli De Sakana, and it could be very dangerous, and therefore I'm not going to give you Shtikl Torah. Now the question is how he was able to say this, if you're not supposed to talk, so how was he able to talk and say this? So I guess you have to say that he said this sometime later when he wasn't eating, or maybe to be mafresh someone from an iser, so maybe he had a heter to say it. It's interesting, this lamaisa, this is brought with halacha in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Ayin, in Sif Aleph, in the beginning, in Aruch Hayim, so it's brought with halacha, it says that you're not allowed to talk in Uchay Suda, it says you're not allowed to talk during a Suda. Now the question is, in the Chidah already, in Birkei Yosef, in the beginning of Simen Kuf Ayin, the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah already asked, is that why is it that people are not makbid about this? We don't find that people stay quiet the whole time while they're eating, people talk all the time. So the question is why are people not makbid about it? So the Prisha tried to answer the Chidah's Kasha. The Prisha also, in the beginning of Simen Kuf Ayin, the Prisha says that this halacha was only true b'zman chazal. He explains the Metzias based off of the fact that they used to lean when they ate. So when you're leaning and you're eating and then you talk, so he explains why in the Metzias it should come out that that's more dangerous than when you're leaning and eating. So then there's more of a concern of this, of semi-yaktim kana levesha. However, if you eat sitting up the way we do today, so then there's no concern. However, the Chidah and Shirei Bracha, also in the beginning of Simen Kuf Ayin, he proves that already in the Zman of the Shulchan Aruch, they did not eat while they were leaning. And yet still the Shulchan Aruch brings this lahalacha. So how can you say that this only applied when they would eat while they were leaning? In the times of the Shulchan Aruch, they ate sitting up. And Afal Pipkin, the Shulchan Aruch brings this lahalacha. And also he asks, in Yonah Diyayimah, we just add, the Leil HaSeder, on the Leil HaSeder, we eat while we're leaning. And yet, even though we eat while we're leaning, we don't find anywhere that the Paiskim say, oh, so even if you're not typically makbid about this halacha, Le'la Seder, you have to be extra makbid. We don't find anyone saying such a thing, that Le'la Seder, you have to be makbid about this. So the Shai Tshuva and the Aruch HaShulchan, also both in the beginning of Siman Kufayin, what they say is that the heter is the famous heter known as Kevin Dedashu Be'Rabim Shemir Psalm Hashem. In the Hanami, there's no real halachic heter, but it's something that's dangerous, and things that are dangerous once everyone's doing it anyways, so then we say Shemir Psalm Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over the fools, and that's why, that's the only heter they were able to come up with, why we're not makbid about this. If someone asks you for a vart, it's a great excuse, but otherwise we're not makbid about this. Says the Gemara. So that's what Rabbi Yitzchak responded to Rav Nachman. He said, I can't give you a vart because of this halacha that Rabbi Yochanan said, that you're not supposed to talk during a suda. Basar desoid, after the mamish, they finished eating. So Amar Lei, so it wasn't just an excuse. Rabbi Yitzchak actually now said a halacha to Rav Nachman. He said a vart. He said, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. He said, the following is what Rabbi Yochanan taught us, that Yaakov Avinu loy meis. That Yaakov Avinu never died. The way the Ramban explains Al Atayro in Bereishis and Perik Memtes in Pasuk Lamid Gimel is that it doesn't mean physically Yaakov Avinu didn't die. What it just means is that normally a person's neshama, more parts of his neshama, let's say, they go up to Shemayim after he's buried, after he's nifter. And yeah, but Yaakov Avinu, so there was extra levels or parts, I don't know exactly how to term it, of his neshama that stayed down here by his guf because of his kedusha. So it didn't have to separate from his guf. That's what that means, that Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Meis misa is the separation, is when there's the pure, the neshama separates from the guf. But Yaakov Avinu, he was loy meis, the neshama didn't have to separate, and the neshama was able to stay by his guf, may Rav Kedushasai. But that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, the Yaakov Avinu loy meis. So Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman now questioned Rabbi Yitzchak, we're really questioning Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, V'chi b'chdei, saftus of denaya, v'chantu chantaya, what did they... Did they give him a hesped for nothing? If you look through the psukim, it says they gave him a hesped. It says they buried him. Did they do all the v'kavru kivrayo? They embalmed him. They buried him. Did they do all these things for nothing? Meaning, obviously, he did die. Now, the question is, if you learn like the Ramban, that Rabbi Yochanan was never saying that Yaakov Avinu didn't physically die. He was just saying on the spiritual level he didn't experience Misa, so then these things aren't really kashas. Of course they buried him, because he physically died. So these things aren't really kashas. I guess what you'll have to say is that Rav Nachman didn't understand that Rabbi Yitzchak meant like spiritually. He understood that he meant physically, Yaakov Avinu didn't die. So he asked, what? They did all these things for nothing. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yitzchak responds, that Mikrani Dairish. And you have to know that, why didn't he just say that? No, that's physically, I meant spiritually. He answered him even on his terms, he said Mikrani Dairish. These things aren't kashas, because I have a pasuk on my side. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Va'at al tira avdi Yaakov nu mashem, va'al teichas Yisrael, ki hinini mashiachem irachog v'zarachem eretz shivyom. So the pasuk says it talks about Yaakov Yisrael, talks about Altira Avdi Yaakov, and then it talks about his Zera, the Zaracha Meret Shivya. So Makeshul Zare, we compare Yaakov to his offspring. Mazare Bechayim, Afu Bechayim, just like his offspring, that's while they're alive. So to Yaakov Avinu, he's alive, and Yaakov Avinu was loy meis. So it doesn't matter what type of kashas you have, Yaakov Avinu was loy meis, and that was what the thing that the vart that he told him at the end when they finished their suda. Says the Gemara, Vaiter now, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. So here we have Stam, a statement, a memra from Rabbi Yitzchak, Kala Aymer Rachav Rachav Miyan Nikre. And we had the statement already before in Megillah. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, that anybody who says the name Rachav twice, so he immediately becomes a Balkari. So Amar Lei Rav Nachman. So here Rav Nachman questioned Rabbi Yitzchak again, but there it was based off of a statement that Rabbi Yitzchak first said. So Amar Lei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman asked Rabbi Yitzchak, I know I mean of Leichpatli. I said it and nothing happened to me. So Amar Lei. So Rabbi Yitzchak explained to Rav Nachman that ki kamena b'yaidu v'makira. That I only meant that it's a problem to say Rachav Rachav if a person is yaidu v'makira. It has to be someone that knows Rachav, that he knows what she looks like, that perhaps he was with her physically, and that's when if a person then says her name, Rachav Rachav, so then he'll become a Balkari, which we spoke out when we learned Megillah, that it seems to be a completely unnecessary halacha to have in Shas. Because if the halacha is only true if you've seen Rachav, if you've been with her, so then this halacha is not negayah to anybody. This halacha is not negayah to anybody learning this Gemara. No one here has ever been with Rachav. So why is this even mentioned in Shas? So we mentioned when we learned Megillah from the Ben Yoyada, I believe the Ben Yoyada was there in Megillah, that he explained that the reason why this halacha is still nageya lemaisa is because it's coming to teach us the yisayit, that even saying the name of a woman could arouse such feelings. So by rachav and achanami, it might not be nageya, but it's coming to teach us that a person has to be careful that even saying the name of a woman could arouse such feelings. Says the Gemara Vayter now, when Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak, when they were parting from each other, so the Gemara doesn't tell us, was this all during one sit-down? Was this all over many years? All the different conversations that they had until now? But it says the Gemara that when they were once together, and they were then parting ways, when they were parting, so Amar Le, so Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, Livar Chunmar, so why don't you give us a bracha? So Amar Le, so Rav Yitzchak said back to Rav Nachman, that emsho lucha mashal. I'll give you a mashal and then I'll tell you the bracha. First I'll give you a mashal. L'ma'adavar daime, what's this comparable to? You asking me for a bracha. My bracha to you, what's it comparable to? La'adam shaya hayle bamidbar. To a person who is walking through the desert, v'haya ra'ev, aye, v'tzamei, and he was hungry, he was tired, he was thirsty, umatza ilan, and he finds in the midbar a tree, shepiraisa mesukin, its fruit are sweet, so he could eat it, v'tzilei na'e, its shade is very nice, so he could have something to rest under, v'amas amayim ayveris tachtov, he has something to drink, there's a waterway that's going under, a canal that's going under the tree, so achol mipereisav, he eats from the peiros, v'shasim mimeimav, he drinks from the water, v'yashav v'tzilai, and he sits underneath in its shade, and the achrayim deal with what the order seems to be mixed up throughout the mashal, but that's the mashal that he gives, and then he says like this, says Rav Yitzchak, u'kishabikesh leilech, when this person who found this tree, eventually when he was finished, he ate, he drank, he rested a little bit, when it was time for him to leave from underneath the tree, so Amar, he says to the tree as follows, he says, Ilan, Ilan, and we all know the song, Ilan, Ilan, b'ma avarechacha, what can I give you a bracha for? Im aimer lecha shiu peraisa mesukin, if I give you a bracha, that your fruit should be sweet, that doesn't, you don't need that bracha. Hare peraisacha mesukin, your fruit are already sweet. She hates ilchanaya, that your shade should be nice. Hare tzilchanaya, you don't need that bracha, your shade is already nice. Shutehei amas amayim ayveres tachtecha, that you should have an amas amayim under you. Hare amas amayim ayveres tachtecha, you already have that. The only bracha I could give you, he says to the tree, is that the other offsprings, the other trees that get planted from you, they should be just like you. They should also have sweet fruit. They should also have the amisamayim. They should also have nice shade. Af ata. So says Rabbi Yitzchak to Rav Nachman as follows. You ask me for a bracha. He says to him like this. He says, "Bama avarechacha, what can I bless you with? Imba teira, habre teira. To give you a bracha, that you should be a Talmud Chacham, that you should have Torah, you already have the Torah. Imba Aisher, Hari Aisher, you already have the Aisher, you already have great wealth. And Mibanim, that you should have Chashava children, Hari Banim, you already have that, children, Hari Banim, you have children. Ella says, Rav Yitzchak to Rav Nachman, Yihiratza, my bracha to you is as follows. That should be Hashem's will, Shiu Tzatzai, Me'acha Kemaischa. That your children, that your offspring should be just like you. Says Rashi, B'Torah, Ula Aisher, B'Chavoy, they should have all the great wealth, they should have all the Torah and Kavod, just like you. That was the bracha that Rav Yitzchak gave to Rav Nachman. Oh, you're right.